In the 25th episode of Damn, That's Interesting, I'll be talking about the color of the sun. And I know that statement may sound stupid, because everyone knows that the sun is yellow, right? I mean, it's right there in the sky. I can see it right now as I'm recording this, and it's as yellow as a banana. We're usually under the assumption that the sun is either yellow or orange or even red. But have you ever thought about what color the sun actually is? Let's say you're in space aboard the International Space Station. Would the sun still be those same few colors? In actuality, the sun is all colors mixed together, which appears to our eyes as white. Rainbows are light from the sun separated into its individual colors, with red having the longest wavelength and blue the shortest. At sunrise or sunset, when the sun is low in the sky, it appears yellow, orange, or red because the short wavelength colors, which are green, blue, and violet, are scattered out by the atmosphere, leaving only the reds, yellows, and oranges to get through the thick atmosphere to our eyes. And when the sun is high in the sky, colors with shorter wavelengths, primarily the blue, strike the air molecules in the atmosphere and make the sky appear blue. Some people think that enough blue light is scattered out in the Earth's atmosphere to cause the sun to appear slightly yellow. Others believe that the sun's output in visible light peaks in the yellow. However, according to astronomers, when the sun is modeled as a perfect black body, a hypothetical surface that absorbs light rather than reflecting it, it appears green. All in all, there's no simple answer to this question. The sun itself is white. But due to the different wavelengths of colors on the visible light spectrum, because of reflection and the Earth's atmosphere, the sun may appear to have all colors of the rainbow at different times. That's it for today's episode, and I hope you ended up saying, "Damn, that really is interesting."